Support for Food for Thought comes from the Corporation for Toxic Black Sludge. When it comes to sludge, they just won't budge. So, Nancy Leeson, what might you suggest as a gift for the cook who does not have everything?
There's one piece of equipment that I adore, and that's my Lodge 15-inch pre-seasoned cast iron skillet. I love that thing. It's easy to use, and I use it for everything. You can fry a whole chicken. I can do several fish fillets at once. I can make pork schnitzel for my entire family at one time.
Well, I agree. Everybody should have at least one good-sized cast iron skillet. What else you got?
If you weren't going to spend a lot of money, but you wanted to buy someone who cooks something nice, a nice bottle of champagne vinegar or a fancy apple cider vinegar, a bottle of good olive oil, or a can of walnut or hazelnut oil, these aren't horrifically expensive. You can buy something for like $10. You can bring someone a bottle of wine, but wouldn't a nice can of delicious walnut oil be better?
I would love it if somebody gave that to me. It's the kind of thing that I never buy because it just seems frivolous to me, even though I would like to have some.
And because I'm cheap, you know what I'd like to give you, Stein?
What?
This cost me, I think, less than $5. Fresh green sriracha.
Note to eaters, even though when we say sriracha, we tend to think of the red rooster sauce, sriracha is not a brand name. It's the name of a kind of sauce, and there's really all different kinds of sriracha, from mild to wild.
This is made by Four Seasons Gourmet Food. It's a local company. I tasted it when they were giving a tasting at Central Market recently, but I found out when I went back to buy more that the guy, who I recognize from my local farmer's market, is also now selling at PCC. He was very excited about that. But these absolutely delicious green sriracha. He also makes a red brand that's hotter. Christmas colors, right?
Yeah, sure. Green and red.
What if you were buying me something or for somebody else who liked to cook that's not very expensive? What would you get?
Topping my list, for any kind of pizza fanatic, I would definitely get one of those pizza steels, like we mentioned in last week's program. A thing really performed well. I'm very happy with it.
You can buy me one.
Let me put that down there. Yeah, buy Nancy a pizza steel. And for people that don't have microplane graters, we just found out our pal Brenda at the station didn't have one. They're not expensive, and everybody needs a microplane grater.
At least one.
At least one. Or what about a pair of poultry shears, a good pair of poultry shears?
I can live without scissors in my kitchen.
I just got some OXO poultry shears. You could spatchcock a 747 with these babies. And I really enjoyed reading one of the one-star reviews where the guy said, "Don't buy these. They came apart the first time I tried to use them."
So you can clean them, numbskull.
And one thing I really want to emphasize, this would be a great present for anyone who's doing any grilling. I've got one, the Great Scrape Grill Scraper. It's this paddle-bladed thing made out of wood that you can scrape all the goop off of your grill with rather than using a wire brush. They really are dangerous. You don't want wire bristles in your esophagus and other innards. It's not an urban legend. It's true.
And cookbooks, of course, always make a great gift. I'd like to suggest that people take a look at World Spice at Home, new flavors for 75 favorite dishes. This is from World Spice Merchants down on Western Avenue. It's a beautiful book, and they even sell it with a flavor companion, if you care to do that. 16 spice blends that are used in the recipes. You can buy that there at the store on Western Avenue through their website at worldspice.com, or better yet, go to your local bookseller. I bet if they ordered it, it'd be there the next day. With KPLU Food Talker Dick,
the gift that keeps on giving,
Stein, I'm Nancy Leeson.